welcome back to Vox Burner's Youth Trends Podcast, Episode 2. In today's episode, we're going to sit down with someone who's very familiar with our Youth Trends report, Simon Eder. He's going to be discussing the history of Vox Burner and what he thinks has made YMS so successful. Good morning. It's 11 o'clock on Monday morning, and I'm really fortunate today to be sat with the founder of Vox Burner, Simon Eder, who is going to talk to you guys and me a little bit more about Vox Burner, where we've come from, what we're doing, where we're going. And in true Vox Burner style, whenever I sit down with Si, the first thing we do is discuss good news. So I think a fitting way will be to discuss some good news for the weekend.
Well, hot off the back of the first weekend in 28 years since England have reached the semi-final of the World Cup, and that's good news for everybody. I remember 28 years ago when I was barely out of nappies, not quite, when we last reached the semi-final. And what's exciting to see is that finally England are playing as a team. We've always had great players, but they're playing as a team, and a team is absolutely what we believe at Vox Burner. And it's about everyone coming together with all their strengths, and those strengths adding up to far more than the sum of their individual parts, I guess. So a bit of a connection with Vox Burner at the end.
Terrific. I think my barbecue probably less of a connection, but that was still a great thing for the weekend. Si, who are you? What do you do? And tell us a bit more about Vox Burner.
So I have been involved in events for many years. And on joining the business, the Beans Group, which my two brothers, Michael and James, set up, I thought it would be a great idea to bring to the table a very exciting event for the youth marketing world to meet. And at the similar time in 2012, actually, when I joined the business, there was another business called Reach Students, which someone called Luke Mitchell had been involved with. And Luke wanted to come into the Beans Group and work with us. And basically the first thing that we did, he had started this event called YMS like the year before. And the very first thing that that we did on both of us joining the business was bring YMS into the Beans Group. And we launched it, remember it, like yesterday, in March of 2012. And by June, sort of 8-10 weeks later, we'd had our very first event at the IMAX cinema in Waterloo, and 120 or so people in the room. And as they say, you know, from small acorns, great oaks can grow. I'm not sure why this is quite a great oak yet. Still plenty of longevity in it, and still a huge amount of vision to add to it. But that was our very humble beginning. And obviously today we have, of course, the four events across the globe, London, Berlin, New York, San Francisco. And over the next few years, very much hope that we can add new events and continue to build on being the meeting place for the youth marketing world, where brands, agencies, media owners and tech providers all come together to really shape the future landscape of youth marketing.
Excellent. And Si, I've been working with you now for just over 4 years, and you know, many events we've been, you know, organising and attending. Any particular highlights for you from the time that we've been working together, or maybe even before? You know, I joined the business, and you know, you sort of in the earlier years, that really stand out for you that happened at YMS?
Well, I think that there were probably like too many to mention, but just a couple that do come to mind. In year two, we held the event in Old Street at St. Luke's Church, which is a very cool space, yeah, like just by the Old Street roundabout. And we welcomed an agency, actually from America, called Arch Rival, and their founder, Clint, who's since become a good friend, Clint, and he spells his name with an exclamation mark, so that was a novelty just in itself. But he came actually from Portland, Oregon, sort of found out what we were doing and wanted to support it. Of course, Arch Rival are behind many exciting campaigns, including their work on the Red Bull spaceflight jump. And Clint said to us, actually the day before we had held the event, he said to us, you guys have got to do this in New York. You've got to bring YMS to New York. And we thought that he was crazy. You know, there's a marketing event every day, or at least one a day, every day of the year in New York. But sure enough, we explored the market and there wasn't anything quite like what we do. And sure enough, we launched in New York, and here we are 5 years now later with our sixth YMS taking place in New York, and a hugely important part of the portfolio, and all thanks really to that little piece of encouragement that that Clint gave us all those years ago. So that was certainly a highlight. And I think the other highlights have really been that over certainly the early years, like every venue that we selected, and as people will know, but all the venues have got to meet a very strict criteria. No hotels, no commercial looking spaces. It's got to be edgy and dynamic and have a sort of creative feel. And in the early years, we always used to, like, you know, thank goodness, like, max out, reach the ceiling of the spaces that we were filling. So that was hugely exciting. And then of those early years, you know, taking place, having YMS take place in the Roundhouse in Camden was a real dream realised, to have performed, in inverted commas, as it were, on the same stage as Jimi Hendrix and co, was truly exciting. So all those early years in maxing out the venues was great. And then I think really in 2017, when we first went to the Old Truman Brewery, that was also like a dream realised, in like really for the first time having a space many thousands upon thousands of square metres to fill out. That was also a kind of dream, and where we could for the first time in London, obviously our flagship event, actually begin to see a longevity within one venue, where we could over several years like really continue to grow and to max out. So those are a few highlights. I hope that's what you were
looking for. Yeah, absolutely. They're pretty standout moments for sure. And I guess moving on slightly from talking about the venues really to what makes YMS so unique, our content and the speakers that we welcome year upon year to the event. It'd be great to hear your top couple of speakers over the past 5, 6, 7 years. Who's really left, you know, that lasting impression for you? Any sort of that spring to mind?
So I'd really put it in several kind of, put them in several categories. Mm. I've already mentioned him, but Clint of Arch Rival took that London stage all those years ago by absolute storm and just delivered cutting edge, like nugget after cutting edge nugget, in this maelstrom of inspiration and gusto, really some huge American energy, really around the US market, and he's done that like a number of times with like exciting and important like updates. So definitely like put them up there. There's also been of course Yuri Vandenberg, and I remember all of his insights and presentations that have normally like coupled a latest book that he's written and so on. So it's been great to work with Yuri and Insights Consulting over now a number of years and across most of the events that we've done. And then obviously on the brand side, I mean, you know, perhaps most importantly, just too many like names like really to mention, but Innocent and various football clubs and you know that some you know key tech providers, Microsoft, I've remembered over the years. And I think you know that what's so exciting about the content is that it's always been the current, like, you know, leading world sort of youth brands, but also, like, importantly, like the brands of tomorrow, like, have been there. And I think in that way, to actually reference Deliveroo as a kind of example, like, obviously, like, now Deliveroo is a household name, but a couple of years ago they weren't, and you know they came to the stage at YMS as total unknowns, but within 6 months they were sort of household names.
Terrific. And Si, at YMS, Voxburn, ourselves, we, you know, we annually release our own in-house work as well, our Youth Trends Report, both in London and the States. And it's yourself that's, you know, that graces the stage to talk about that. Could you give just a glimpse, really, into what our Youth Trends Report for 2019 potentially might look like? Any topics that we're looking to maybe cover, or that you're personally really looking to sort of drive home, you know, in the report for next year? Anything that springs to mind, those your passions?
Well, over the years, it's been great just to see the way in which trends have like slightly kind of evolved, and how that tech piece of like has changed like you know so dramatically over the years. I mean, you know, we were talking about AI 4 or 5 years ago, but now it's really like coming to fruition in all sorts of ways. But possibly more important than tech is what lies beneath. And obviously, with, you know, automation being like so on the agenda at the moment, just being able to tap into what young people today like really need to be like learning in order to ensure that they're not like replaced by technology, or the technology will suddenly replace maybe what we, you know, all do on a day-to-day basis. But what's important is to uncover the issues that lie beneath, to stay true to our core, if you will, and therefore to kind of understand further psychology being so important, and understanding like the mental mindsets of young people, and you know, mental health issues have been absolutely crucial. So it's all those issues which I hope that we will explore next year, crucially as well.
Terrific. And Si, you know, looking at the clock now, wrapping things up, we're going to move into, and you're not prepared for this, so don't worry, it's our quick fire round. Let's begin. Si, what brands are doing it for you right now?
Oh, Apple, Amazon, Lenovo.
What brands aren't doing it for you right now?
NatWest. What else? Gap. Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Favourite restaurant?
Falafel King.
Fantastic. Worst restaurant? Let's not offend anybody.
Oh, no, I haven't been to a bad restaurant recently.
Cool. Best thing about working at Voxburn?
Oh, the team. Endlessly inspiring. Learn something from them every day. The energy that we create.
One piece of food you could not live without, even?
Sushi.
Fantastic. Si, it's been so interesting talking to you, hearing these nuggets, these takeaways about what makes Voxburn so great. Anything else you want to leave our audience with before they crack on with the rest of their day?
Look forward to seeing you at one of our YMS events, you know, now in London, Berlin, San Francisco, New York, and coming hopefully to Asia at some point in 2019 and beyond.
Terrific. Si, thanks so much for your time, and I believe we'll be hearing from you in a couple more weeks as well, so look forward to catching up with you soon.
Look forward.